اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all over the world. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. May Allah Almighty inshallah bless us in this holy month, and may you inshallah include us in your du'as as well. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Let's recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, and I'm glad to let you know that we have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider with us today in this session. Everyone, salam alaikum. Hussein, salam, how are you?
Alaikum salam, sir.
Are you good? Alhamdulillah. How are you doing with Ramadan?
That's good, sir.
Good? Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Alhamdulillah. Great.
Good. Good. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. And Fawad? Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 50, Surah
Al-A'raf,
on page
156.
So, everyone, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله. قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين.
That was a nice recitation, mashallah. Make sure, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, to stay with us till the end of this session. It won't take long, but you will learn how to recite this ayah beautifully, and you will learn what the ayah talks about. So let me read it once. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wanada ashabun nari. So sad. It's so sad. There will be people who will be begging. Okay, we got some beggars here. Wanada ashabun nar. Ashabun nar, the inmates, the people in the hellfire. They will scream out. They will shout out. Okay, what? Who? Shout out to who? Who are screaming? They are asking who? Ashab al
Jannah.
The inmates of?
Heaven.
Heaven. So the inmates of hellfire, they are screaming, oh, Ashab al Jannah. All right?
Yes.
They're calling upon them, calling them out. What? Why are they calling them out? An afidu alayna min al-ma'. What? Pour on us some water. Give us some water. Or aw mimma razaqakumullah. Or something of what Allah Almighty has provided you with. So, what do you think the inmates of the heaven will answer? will respond?
They said I'm stingy.
They said that these water are not, it's haram for the camels.
Mashallah, Hassan.
They are haram.
Yeah. Whatever Allah, they will say, قالوا, the inmates of the heaven, will tell them, sorry. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ Allah Almighty has indeed forbidden this to those who are faithless. So look, there is a very beautiful Persian poem. I want to read it for you and explain it. It says, صَدْهَا چراغ دَارَدُ بِرَاهَ مِرَوَدْ بُغْزَرْ تَا بِيُفْتَدُ بِينَدْ سَزَائِخِشْ It says he has hundreds of lights with himself, hundreds of lights of guidance with himself, but still he kind of doesn't use them, doesn't hold them to find his way. So if he doesn't care, let him go and fall down and understand what he has really done. All right? So this faith that Allah Almighty, God forbid, he is not stingy. Or the inmates of the heaven are not stingy.
Yes.
This is what they have done to themselves. Let's practice what we have about tajweed rules. And let's see how to recite this ayah beautifully, okay? But before that, who's going to recite this ayah once?
Me.
Hassan. Brother Hassan Nasrullah is going to recite this for us. Yep. Please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله
أحسنتم
قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين
أحسنتم Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Remember, whenever you start reciting A'udhu Billah and Bismillah, there should be a slight pause between them, okay? A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In case you connect them, make sure you say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem Bismillah Mi Bismillah Mi. Pronounce the Mi, okay? Pronounce the Harakat. Alright, Hassan?
Yes.
That was great. So, anybody mention the tajweed rules, important ones? What do you think about the word nada?
It's a word.
You should extend the mat.
No.
Huh? Yeah, it's a word.
It's a word.
Yeah, it's a word.
It's jais.
Jais to extend.
Jais. Yes.
Good. Why?
Because hamza is in the next word.
All right. So whenever you see a mad sign, take a look at that. Two cases. Could you tell us, Hussein?
Yeah, that mad and hamza are in the same word.
Okay, if the hamza is in the word, that mad is there?
Yes.
Okay.
Or they are not.
Or it's not. Yes. So if it is, if they both are in the same word?
It's wajib.
Wajib. Mad is wajib. You should extend it for 5-6 counts. In case they are in two separate words, what do?
It's jais.
It's jais. You can extend it or ignore it.
Yes.
But when you ignore it, you have to do it for, you have to extend it for 2 counts. Okay? When you skip it, it means 2 counts because you have the alif. Wanada, this much you have to read it because there is another.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ So look, one point about recitation. In recitation, we have different vocals. We have different voices, okay? We have sad voice. We have serious one. Sometimes the reciters, they recite an ayah seriously. They are not kidding with anyone, okay? Seriously, they're reading. For example, when Allah Almighty talks about a promise that he has about Day of Judgment, or for example, Allah Almighty is serious about the severe punishment for the faithless people. Okay? Or Allah Almighty is serious about his guidance, that he is only guiding the people who are like this, like this. So the reciters recite it seriously, with a serious voice, strictly. Sometimes the reciters recite an ayah very sadly. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُ. Like this, or even sadder than this, okay? More grieving. Sometimes they recite an ayah very happily. With what?
Beautiful
with a
sound.
Very happy sound, with a very beautiful sound. And that shows that the ayah is explaining
a good thing.
A good news.
A message, really.
A good message it has. Like that. So, for example, when Allah Almighty talks about the believers, the blessings that they will receive in the Day of Judgment, the reciters usually recite these things, this ayat, okay, in a beautiful and so happy. There is no grief, there is no sadness in their vocals. All right?
Yes.
You will learn them, inshallah. Maqamat, it's called.
Yeah.
Like we have Nahawand, Bayat, we have a lot of Ajum, okay? Different vocals we have that they are professional classes they need, okay? That you can take professional classes and learn them. So, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ about Noon Mushaddad. Tell us about it, Fawad. Because we have two of them, Nar and Jannah.
Yeah, so in both of these words, there's a Noon with Tashdeed. And usually when Noon comes with Tashdeed, it means you should extend the sound.
We have it in the word إِنَّ اللَّهَ.
Yes.
All right, so?
You should increase the duration of the sound.
All right.
Like Ashabun Nar, something like that.
Good job.
Yes,
two counts.
And also produce a nasal sound.
Nasal sound. And also it applies with the letter?
Meem.
Meem. Aw Meem. So Meem Mushaddad, Noon Mushaddad. You should extend them for two counts. The sound. And also a nasal sound.
Yes.
That's it. So, أَنْ أَفِيضُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ مَاءِ. The mud is?
وَاجِبْ.
أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Jim, Hassan told us it is?
It is optional for you to pause or to continue.
Yeah, better to say you're allowed to make a pause.
Yes.
You're allowed to make a pause. Because normally you have to read.
Yes.
But you're allowed to make a pause. Okay. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Nothing else, just the word Allah is pronounced with an ah sound and the time to recite and apply the rules. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, if you're ready, listen and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء.
ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء.
أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله.
أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله.
قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين.
قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much. That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. Thanks, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, for being with us in this session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الأكوان